Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dove Knight. And I want to say I'm back again. It's a joy to do this show and to talk to you, whoever's listening. Because I have already told you that my album, the Rock and Pop album, has been released. And I want to say to who all is listening in the United States and around the world, thank you. And, you know, again, as I explained with the Rock and Pop album, it's just an expression of what was going on with me in terms of the songwriting and what I was inspired to write about in collaboration with another person. So it was a joy to do. You know, the collaboration process has been a long one, so I thank that person because being a co-writer of the Rock and Pop album and other songs gives me a clear idea when I'm working with another songwriter on where the song is going to go. But, you know, with these songs and the songs that I sung, the inspiration is from me, you know, where I'm going. And, you know, the words, which I'm predominantly responsible for, you know, it's about the, you know, where the direction of the song is going to go. So I hope you like it, you know, like in the pop side, which is truly my personality. Yeah, I mean, because I have that nice side. I love to be inspired to write about love. In a rock category, that's truly where I started, my roots, my essence, because I did a lot of demos and I sung in a lot of places as a rock and roller. When I came to Hollywood, all I had was $200 and a dream. Got off that Greyhound bus and was inspired to be in the music industry in Hollywood. And Hollywood took me to places I could never imagine, and within and without. You know, without it, because it's been so many directions and so many memories, and that too was gave me inspiration to write and sing about what I was going through. Now, the rock side is where it's the meaningful, you know. It's truly honest, direct songwriting about experiences that I've had. You know, unique is about the music industry and, you know, in Hollywood. Experiences with, as I mentioned before, someone, an encounter, you know, at, you know, a record label. And, but in spite of it all, I had a lot of great experiences. So coming to Hollywood was truly a great moment for me because it gave me a lot of inspiration through the experiences that I went through. And tragedy is not what I am. I was inspired to, you know, through my own life, to look back where I was and where I was going to go. And a philosophical matter in terms of just keep hanging in there and doing what I need to do to be happy and to continue to create and not give up. Because that's the tool about life is tenacity. And despite what's going on, just try to continue. Because the theme about tragedy is not what I am. Because that's the truth is, you know, it's a positive one, you know. I'm not a tragedy, I'm a winner. So to all those who go through a lot of things, a lot of situations that are very challenging, that's what that song was about. But it was from my standpoint And truly, it could be an inspiration to what's going on now on a more worldly level, because right now we have COVID-19, and we will overcome this, you know. There will be a vaccine, so we have to keep safe, because we are not destined to be tragic victims of COVID-19. We are to live our lives and continue to keep going, because there's only one life to live. And that's what that song, the inspiration for that song is, in particular to mine and in general. And there will be a vaccine, and I hope you keep safe. The other song, Because You Are Gone, was an instrumental. I apologize to those who may find that Because You're Gone don't have my voice or lyrics. Well, I do have a song, you know, I have this, you know, the same song with my voice and lyrics. So I'm debating to release that, so I'll keep you posted. But nevertheless, I will say that when I sang it and I wrote the words, I truly felt good about it. And I'm going to see if I can get it out in one way or another. I will say that with my voice and the lyrics to it, it may even sound even, you know, like a more rock song. But I will see if I can get it out within a year or so. The other songs is on there. You heard the pop side. You know, really, that is why. I really want to get to know you. I'm over you. I'm the youth singer, you know. I would just say I love to write about love in terms of speaking about the significant other. I guess I like to write about you, you know. You could say that in symbolic terms, in terms of writing about the other person in a relationship, and in terms of getting to know them, wanting to be with them, falling in love with them. And then again, one of the songs is very inspirational in terms of it's autobiographical of a relationship that I had in L.A. that this person and I separated, but you know, I had to get over it. But I realized it was truly a good thing, because this relationship for me was not based on reality and it was the truth. But I'm Over You is a song, as I mentioned before, about, you know, whatever kind of, it could be any relationship. It could be a friendship, it could be a lover, it could be whatever, companionship, acquaintance, whatever. And if it's over with, you know, we got to get over it and move on. As I got older, I realized that life is too short, you know. We only got one life to live. And there's lots of fish in the sea, a lot of other people we can meet. Even though it's hard, you know, it's hard. It truly was hard. But life goes on to meet others. Because as I said at the end of the song, see you later. There is one song on there I forgot to mention. I think I did. In the rock category. And I'm going to, but before I get to that, I'm going to talk about that again, because for people to get acquainted with my music and with me, whoever's listening, because it's truly a joy to talk to you. And the song that I'm going to talk about that was in the rock category is Outkast. Now, Outkast was at a stage in my life where I felt lonely and felt like I was the only person on the planet. And but truly, honestly, I realize as I get older that there's no one who's an outcast. But that's what I was feeling. Of course, I was feeling that way because I was on the streets in Los Angeles. So, you know, being in the cardboard box for that first year during the wintertime, while it was painful, it gave me something to write about. And I hate to bring it up, but regardless, it gave me a lot of strength. And while I felt that way, it was just a way to cleanse whatever negativity was going on. I would say if you like grunge rock music, because I wrote very similarly to Nirvana or Smashing Pumpkins or Pearl Jam or Soundgarden, in terms of, in rock, in terms of really, truly honest, meaningful experiences. But I want to put a, as they would, a more positive spin. It was just where I was going. And I truly have, you know, learned a lot and became more positive where, with where I was going in terms of my life. So if anyone feels like an outcast, you're not. You know, you're not, you know. So I'm glad that I survived that experience to be able to write about it. But love is where it is. Love and direct honesty is where the rock and pop album is about. And you can listen to it for free on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. You can listen to it anywhere on the online stores. It's cheap. It's $3, or you know, just listen to it for free. You make your own decisions, and I'm sure that whatever decision you make is what's best for, in your opinion. But nevertheless, if you, I wanted to say, I would like to know how you feel about the Rock and Pop album as well as my podcast. So can you contact me at DubNeedsLove22 Twitter or DubNeedsLove22 at Yahoo.com, because I like to know what's going on through feedback. That way it gives me the knowledge and experience to know what's going on out there. But nevertheless, the creative process is so important because I experienced so much of it making the record. But I definitely experienced a lot of it out there singing it. So, and, you know, in person or live, or on public access, or at the clubs in, you know, San Fernando Valley, in Hollywood, West Hollywood. It was such a joy to do. And I thank you for listening to this podcast. Again, you can contact me at Dove, DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, or love22 at yahoo.com. And may God bless you all. And I hope you have a good day, good night, wherever you are. And I will be back again real soon. You take care. From Dove Night.